This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're celebrating banned books. Yesterday marked the beginning of Banned Books Week, and LUSAC librarian Stacia McGordy says this week is a huge deal for her profession.
Banned Books Week is a national holiday for librarians.
And that's because Banned Books Week is all about celebrating the freedom to read what we want. It's also a way to bring to light the banned books of past and present. McGordy says more books get challenged than banned these days. The challenges, which are the first step of banning, usually come from school districts.
Because it's geared towards children, and a lot of the challenges come because people believe that the material is not appropriate for that age level or that grade level.
Some of the most banned books in school libraries are classics, like To Kill a Mockingbird and Of Mice and Men. But McGordy says the most commonly banned book is one you likely haven't heard of, unless, of course, you're the parent of a 10-year-old boy.
Captain Underpants is probably number one. It is a elementary age graphic novel, and it's basically a superhero cartoon. I haven't read this particular book, but it is super popular. It's been popular ever since I was in college working in the bookstore, and it's popular now. You still have kids asking for it.
Captain Underpants aside, McGordy says these banned and challenged books are usually serious and sometimes absurd censorships.
In 1987, Anchorage School District banned a dictionary for having slang definitions for certain words.
McGordy says banning a book in a public library is much harder than doing it in a school, but it does happen. She says anyone can try to ban a book.
Every library has their own process. In ours, you would fill out a comment sheet. It would go to the director. You have to, you know, be very specific in why you think it needs to be taken off the shelves. You can't just take things out of context. You actually have to read the entire book. And it's a lot harder in a public library than it is a school library because we are the library of the people.
McGordy says most people at her library bypass the banning process and take their censorship into their own hands.
You have plenty of people who, you know, check out a book and then just never return it because they don't think anyone else needs to have that book. Or you have people who return it, but they've blacked out certain things. There is a picture book called In the Night Kitchen by Murray Sendak, who you probably remember from Where the Wild Things Are. But there is a picture of a little boy, and he just happens to be naked in the kitchen. And sometimes people draw a little, you know, bathing suit or something on a little boy.
McGordy says you might be tempted to think that if a little vandalism is the worst that's happening, and if most of these challenges don't end in actual bans, why make such a big deal about Banned Books Week?
I think it's important because, first of all, you should be aware of the fact that you have the freedom to read and explore the ideas that you want. I mean, you think about China and how they block certain Google searches. So it's not just books. It's really about protecting ideas and protecting access to information because libraries really offer free and equitable access to information and a place for the community to come together and learn.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To find out more about the LUSAC's Banned Books Week or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.